Tell us a little bit about where you think things go now in the next 48 hours. I've got to imagine that the PA looked at the NHL taking off an offer off the table that was never, ever going to be accepted, either in principle or in segments off the table, as being its gamesmanship. I don't know how else to describe it, really. That's the way I think many looked at it.
Well, you know, I'll just take you back quickly to last week, and they came in on Tuesday and presented their 50-50 offer, and we certainly saw that as a great sign, a sign that they were willing to negotiate and come to the table. The previous 4 weeks have been essentially them asking us to bring a new proposal to the table. And what happened was we took their proposal, we called in our negotiating committee, we called in our player reps, our executive board, and we said we want to make an honest effort here to try to negotiate to a deal. They imposed the deadline of yesterday as far as getting in a full season. We spent about 36 hours going through our numbers, going through everything, and we said in order to get this over with, wrapped up, we think we have to go to 50-50. You know, it's something that's been said from the beginning of this negotiation. We think 50-50 is the number that we have to get to. So our negotiating committee said, listen, we'll get to 50-50 with them. We made that proposal on Thursday. The only thing we said with that proposal was we have to honor the current contracts. You as owners have signed these contracts leading up to the deadline where the CBA expired. We want you to honor the contracts. After that, we're willing to go to 50-50 with you. And we presented to them three proposals. And essentially what the three proposals did was this. These are three different ideas, guys, on how we can phase in the 50-50. Either pick one of these or tell us if you have other ideas what you want to do, but we're willing to go to 50-50 with you. We'll phase it in, and let's get back on the ice. They took our proposal in 10 minutes. They basically walked out the door. They said, our proposal is the last proposal. Is our last best chance to get on the ice. Now, you know, it didn't end there, because Gary threw out an olive branch. You know, we've talked about this make-whole proposal for the last few days, and that players would be deferred their salaries that were over the 50% and be paid in later years. The catch was that it was going to come out of the player's share in later years, so it would essentially be players paying themselves in years 3, 4, 5 for the contracts in year 1 and 2. And we didn't think that was, you know, certainly something that we were interested in. And, you know, the olive branch was, if you're interested in talking about the make-whole proposal, we'd love to talk about it. So since Saturday, I would say, Steve Fear has been in email or phone conversations with Bill Daly, and essentially saying we want to get together and talk about the 50-50 proposal. And each step along the way, Bill has said, there's only two reasons to meet. It's either you're going to accept our offer or you have a new proposal to make. So that's kind of where we're at right now. Sorry about the long story about it.
No, it gives it, the information's better than not having it.
No, Matthew, some are saying that there is a deal somewhere between the two sides that's closer than the public and the fans think. How true is that statement?
Well, you know, listen, we've come a long way in this whole process, and we're a lot closer than we were 3 months ago, without a doubt. You know, that being said, there's an awful lot of work to do. You know, the core economics are just one part of it. There is not one thing in their current proposal that is better than the deal the players have now, whether you're talking about free agency, entry-level contracts, salary arbitration. Every single thing that they have offered is worse in their proposal than the players currently have. And that's frankly not a negotiation. That's a hijacking.
Matthew Schneider's our guest, NHLPA special assistant. Is the idea of honoring the current contracts, is that the we won't accept a salary cap of 2012? Is it what hinges on being able to make a deal and not? And we know by this point in time, I mean, there's enough that's out there in the last 8 years, though the players presented a reasonably united front at this time of the calendar year. There were some players saying, let's take the cap, let's see where it goes, let's help ourselves out here. Do you feel like there's any splintering at all among players with the idea of honoring the current contracts or not?
Well, you know, we had a conference call this week a couple nights ago with over 100 players on, and you know, the players throughout this process have been adamant about owners honoring the contracts, and you know, I think it makes players extremely upset, the thought that the Parises and the Suitors and the Webbers, not only those guys, but leading right up to the day the CBA expired, it was almost like it was a mad rush to sign as many players as possible.
Sure.
And the thinking has to be, the only conclusion is that they assumed they weren't going to have to honor those contracts. To me, you know, I think that's as simple a moral or value that you should have. You sign a contract, you have a handshake. That's my father taught me that when I was 4 years old.
I absolutely agree. I don't believe that it was a 100% good faith period of time in which those contracts were being signed by owners, in that they didn't think they'd have to pay the whole freight out. Saying that, if you're a restricted free agent and you're sitting there and you don't even have a contract, let alone a team, let alone right now a future, I was curious if those guys have weighed in at all and say, I'm behind this, I'm behind whatever we decide, and I'm behind Donald Fehr, but this impacts me dramatically more than it does the Parise, Suitors, and Webbers when all gets said and done.
Well, you know, that's the thing. We represent over 700 players, and we've really tried to come to an agreement or propose make proposals that helped all 700 members. And you know, I think it becomes difficult. Obviously, you know, their side, they have 30 members that Gary has to appease. We have over 700. It's very difficult, but at the same time, you know, a lot of the things and all the things that we're proposing are for the benefit of 700 guys. And you know, we understand that not every player is going to play 15 years and be Sidney Crosby and be Alex Ovechkin, you know, even the Webbers, Parises, all the guys. But we also understand the average career length is less than 5 years. It's 3 years in this league is the average career. And the average career after you play 100 games in this league is 4 years. So, you know, it's important that each player that comes in the league has an opportunity, if he plays well, to have the same opportunities that I had throughout my career, and that the guys that have the current contracts now, that the new guys have the same opportunities that they have. And what we're trying to do is establish an agreement, a fair agreement, that will allow players to negotiate through this next, negotiate their own contracts and be paid fairly.
Yes or no answer. Do you think we can still save a season, Matthew?
Absolutely. I've never thought that we couldn't save a season. You know, when we look at the way this negotiation has gone, two things strike me. One, there's been a lot of false deadlines. Starting from day one, the lockout started October 15th. The training camps didn't even open until the 21st. There was a full week there to negotiate, and they chose to lock out on October 15th. Throughout this process, by the way, we've said we're willing to play at any point. Our guys are willing to come back, hop on the ice, and play tomorrow and continue to negotiate in good faith, which is all we've done throughout this process. There is an awful lot of money in concessions already on the table. And we're not going backwards. We said we'll continue to negotiate in good faith. We should be on the ice right now. The fact that we're not is a shame. The fact that we're canceling games right now is a shame. And it's just putting artificial pressure and artificial deadlines on the guys.